Welcome to No Longer Conformed. My name is Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Jonah, Lessons from a Renewed Rebel. In this session, we'll be looking at Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, Return to Focus. Late night talk host Jay Leno frequently did a man-on-the-street interview as part of his show. One night, he asked some people questions about the Bible in response to who, according to the Bible, was eaten by a whale. A young man confidently answered, Pinocchio. Some people today think that the story of a fish swallowing a man, it's simply too ridiculous to believe. But that's okay. It's God's word that we trust, not the world's opinion. In his story, Jonah is very honest about his personal failures, which makes that biblical book a great place to turn to examine our own spiritual condition. Those who desire to see God move in the church must grasp this truth. We will never see God move corporately until we experience Him moving personally. Let's read that passage for this session, Jonah chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against us, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. And then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest part of the ship, had lain down, and was fast asleep. We live in a society that has tuned into indicators, weather indicators, economic indicators, political indicators. Our cars have indicator lights. It was the same in Jesus' day. He spoke about the people understanding the weather better than their own spiritual condition. The Lord wants us to consider our personal spiritual condition. And a close look at a backslidden servant of God might just reveal some things that we need to deal with in our own lives. What are the indicators that we need to return to God? Well, the first indicator, we ignore God's word. Look at verse 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. That phrase reminds us that God speaks to the hearts of his people. The question is not whether God has spoken, but whether we are listening. We ignore God's word for one of two reasons. Either we don't like what God says, told to go to Nineveh. Jonah didn't like what he was commanded. Someone wrote about the Bible, sin will keep you from this book, or this book will keep you from sin. When Christians drift from God, it begins right here, in not liking what God says. Or, we don't love what God says. We don't like what God says, or we don't love what God says. When we love God, we will want to hear from Him. Charles Schulz provided helpful and often humorous insights through his Peanuts comic strip. In one, he showed Charlie Brown's sister, Sally, struggling with her memory verse for Sunday. She was lost in her thoughts, trying to figure it out when she recalled, maybe it was something from the book of reevaluation. She never did find her memory verse, but she gave us something to remember. We should always read the Bible with the intent of reevaluating our attitudes and actions to make sure they line up with the truth of God's Word. So, ignoring God's Word is a clear indicator that you need to return to God. Second indicator is that we hide past sins. Then the second part of, or the first part of verse 2. Arise, go to Nineveh. Have you ever tried to hide a sin? Maybe you did it years ago, but you've never confessed it or tried to make it right. Instead, you tried to hide it in the closet. Maybe it was against a loved one or a friend. Maybe it was a personal thing. The issue is this. It has had an impact on your relationship with God. Jonah was hiding a sin from his past. He hated Nineveh. He had grown popular as the prophet that condemned the Assyrians. Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrians, an inhumane people. I mean, the Assyrians had a strict take-no-prisoners policy. They would pull out the tongues of their captives and then skin them alive. As they left a conquered city, they piled the skulls of their victims outside the ruins. Now he feared he would lose. I mean, he was popular as a prophet that condemned the Assyrians, and now he feared he would lose his credibility with the Israelites if he went to preach the offer of grace to the Assyrians. Now his sin of hatred had become the excuse for his rebellion against God. Remember Numbers 32:23. Be sure your sin will find you out. Hiding past sin is a clear indicator that you need to return to God. The third indicator is that we neglect evangelism assignments. Second part of verse 2. Cry out against it. Talking about Nineveh. God told Jonah to preach against Nineveh. Most people know that the Jews are God's chosen people. But do you know what they were chosen to do? They were chosen to take the knowledge of God to the nations. When God called Abraham, the Lord told him, "In you all the families of the earth will be blessed." God entrusted evangelism to his people. And now the church is under the Great Commission of the Lord. We have responsibility to carry the gospel to the world. But are we sharing our faith? Neglecting evangelism is a clear indicator that you need to return to God. The fourth indicator is that we decide to disobey. Look at the first part of verse 3. But, that single word tells the story. Jonah knew exactly what God wanted. And instead of listening, he decided to disobey. Disobedience is a nice word for rebellion. For some reason, we have incorrectly come to believe that God is willing to bargain with us over his commands. We think God is ready to make exceptions to his rules, to compromise on his expectations of us. And we say something like, "Well, God understands." Well, listen, don't miss this. God does not negotiate commands. He didn't for Abraham. He didn't for Moses. He didn't for David. And he won't for us. If you say, "I trust God," and then qualify it with a "but," then you need to return to God. Deciding to disobey is a clear indicator that you need to return to God. The fifth indicator is we run from serving. First part of verse 3. Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Those words are even more serious when we consider that Jonah was a prophet of God. Notice three phrases here. To flee. The irresponsibility of running from God. When it comes to serving God, every Christian finds himself or herself in one of three situations. Either never started, started but quit, making excuses, or going strong. It is irresponsible for you to run from your God-given assignments. Another phrase, to Tarshish, the insanity of running from God. Let me ask you, what is your Tarshish? It is the place you go to that is the opposite of God's will for your life. Jonah tried to run as far from God's call as possible. His rebellion led him to do that which he would never have considered previously. And then the third phrase is from God. The impossibility of running from God. Can you really escape to some Tarshish from God? Of course not. You can run, but you cannot hide from God. Let me ask you, what has God called you to do? What has God given you a passion about? What are you supposed to do? Where are you supposed to do it? When should you do it? Running from service is a clear indicator that you need to return to God. And the sixth indicator is we disregard God's correction. Verse 5. Jonah had gone down into the lowest parts of the ships, had laid down and was fast asleep. In the midst of a God-sent storm, Jonah fell asleep. Some people are so asleep, they completely miss what God is trying to say to them. How do you return to God? Well, let me tell you an old story. John Newton, the author of Amazing Grace, discovered grace and forgiveness through humility, honesty, and confession. Newton signed on with a slave ship leaving from Africa with its cargo. He was an experienced sailor and navigator, but his cursing and blaspheming turned hardened sailors' ears red. Soon the ship was caught in a horrible storm and was taking in water. The crew had to bail 24 hours a day to stay afloat, but the constant wind rocked the boat so dangerously that the sailors had to tie themselves to the deck to keep from being swept overboard. At one point, several of the crew tried to throw Newton overboard. They figured that God was punishing him like Jonah of the Old Testament. The captain declared that the only way the ship would make it into safe harbor was by God's power. He commanded everyone, including Newton, to pray, "God, if you're true," Newton prayed earnestly, "make good your word. Cleanse my vile heart." After 4 weeks of storms and constant brushes with death, the ship limped into an Irish port. John Newton, former slave trader and atheist, declared his faith in Jesus. He became a well-known preacher and writer. The need to return to God. You give that some thought. You have a great day.